Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka. Dneska je nedeľa 21. apríla 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russin radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Palovka, and today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. For those of us on the old calendar, we still are in the season of the Great Fast, and we begin today's broadcast with Let My Prayer Arise to You Like Incense, taken from the Liturgy of the Pre-Sanctified Gifts. And then, the rest of today's broadcast will be in honor of our National Awakener's birthday, this Wednesday, the 24th of April, back in 1803, 221 years ago, Father Alexander Duchnovich. Also, my son, Nicholas Alexander Palovka, celebrates his birthday the same day as Father Alexander Duchnovich, so we'd like to wish him a happy birthday as well. And we'll tell you more about Father Alexander Duchnovich and him being the Carpatho-Russian National Awakener right after Let My Prayer Arise to You Like Incense.
Oh,
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russen Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on Russen FM. I was able to find a sponsor for this upcoming Easter broadcast on Sunday, May 5th, but still need more support. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org. Hover over Get Involved and click Russen Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Russen Heritage Radio Program. This Wednesday, the 24th of April, we celebrate the 221st birthday of our National Awakener, Father Alexander Dukhnovich. Alexander Vasilyevich Dukhnovich was born April 24, 1803, in the Upper Zemplin village of Topolya, then part of the Hungarian kingdom. Today, it is close to the border of both Ukraine and Poland, up in northeastern portion of Slovakia. Known as the National Awakener of the Carpatha Russen people, Dukhnovich was born into a family of priests and was educated in Ushorod, Košice, and the theological seminary in Ushorod. After ordination as a celibate Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in the eparchy in Brešov. But Dukhnovich's conduct clashed with the conservative views of Bishop Gregor Tarkovich, who later sent him to serve as a parish priest in the remote Russian villages in Upper Šarić County, Komloša, and Beloveja. He was later transferred to the eparchy of Mukachevo and worked for the next 5 years in the eparchial administration in Ushorod. Father Dukhnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon, and it was here in Prešov where Father Dukhnovich was to become the central figure in the Russian National Awakening. During his younger years, Dukhnovich's poetic works were written in Hungarian and characterized by a sentimentalism influenced by Hungarian Romanticism. His later literary works were determined more by practical than aesthetic concerns. Because these writings were basically intended to enlighten and educate the population at large, they have value only in the context of the Russian National Awakening. Of particular importance in this regard is a series of school texts written in and several Russian language prayer books and liturgical texts, including the most popular of all, still used today, Chleb Dushi, Bread for the Soul. In 1850, Dukhnovich established the first Russian cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books including the first Russian literary anthologies, issued annually, and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusinyo. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines, "I am, was, and will remain a Russian. I was born a Russian. Ya Russin byl, yesmi budu, ya rodilsya Rusinom," were to become, and still are, the first lines of the national anthem of all Russians. I will tell you more about the life of Father Alexander Dukhnovich, but first we will hear Ya Russin byl, yesmi budu, the national anthem of Carpatha Russens, followed by the national anthem of Russens in Podkarpatska Rus, Podkarpatskii Rusiny, Olstaute Hluboki Son. Subcarpathian Russens, arise from your deep slumber. This poem was also attributed to Father Alexander Dukhnovich, although recent scholarship may suggest that Dukhnovich was not the author, we are going to treat it as if he was. So next we have Ya Russin byl, followed by Podkarpatskiye Rusyne. Then we have Ya Rusinka Divochka. I am a Russian girl. And we are honoring Alexander Dukhnovich's birthday, Wednesday the 24th, and the rest of today's selections deal with Father Alexander Dukhnovich or being Russian.
Let's go.
Among Father Alexander Duchnovich's scholarly works were a history of the Eparchy of Prešov, originally written in Latin and published posthumously in Russian and English. Also a general history of Carpatho-Rusyns, completed in 1853 and posthumously printed in Russian and Voivodinian Rusyn translation. Duchnovich considered that his main task was to enlighten or raise the educational and cultural standards of the Rusyn people, which first required the codification of a literary language. He did not, however, opt to create a literary language on the basis of the most widespread Rusyn spoken dialects, as his contemporary friends and colleagues, the Slovak National Awakeners, had done for their language. Instead, Duchnovich accepted the principle of two styles. He used the low style, or Rusyn vernacular, for works intended for mass consumption, including school texts, patriotic poetry, and plays like the very popular Virtue is More Important Than Riches, Dobroditel Prevyshayet Bohatstvo. For scholarly and more serious texts, he used the quote-unquote high style, that is, the Slaveno-Rusyn language. This was an amalgam of Russian, Church Slavonic, and Rusyn, which his later followers called the traditional Carpatho-Rusyn language, but critics derided as the Yazychie, or Makronic jargon. Duchnovich categorically rejected the language used by Ukrainophiles and the idea that Ukrainians form a distinct nationality. While he did maintain contacts with brethren beyond the mountains who were not foreign to him, those contacts were exclusively with old Ruthenian and Russophile activists. Duchnovich also maintained close contacts and learned from the experience of Slovak national awakeners such as Jonáš Záborský, Jan Andrášík, Jan Francisi Rimavský, and Andrej Radlinsky, as well as Russian scholars such as Mikhail Ravesky. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnovich, together with the political activist Adolf Dobryansky, attempted to consolidate Rusyn national forces by creating new cultural organizations such as the St. John the Baptist Society in Prešov and the St. Basil the Great Society in Uzhhorod. Their efforts met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Rusyn patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part, Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined towards the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Father Alexander Duchnovich died on March 31st, 1865, from pneumonia. Soon after his death, Duchnovich was considered by an albeit gradually decreasing number of national patriots as the father and national symbol of the Rusyn people. During these same pre-World War I decades, scholars in the Russian Empire saw Duchnovich as the preserver of a quote Russian identity in what they described as the so-called Rus abroad. After World War I and during the second Rusyn National Renaissance, which took place under Czechoslovak rule, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnovich. Statues or busts were erected to him in Sevlush in 1925, also in Chust, Prešov, Kolochava, Poljana, which is near Svalava, and in his native Topolya in 1965. One of Transcarpathia's leading cultural societies was named after him, the Duchnovich Society, in 1923. His name also served as a catalyst and symbol of national unity among Rusyn immigrants in North America, and a statue was erected of him in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cleveland Cultural Gardens, and in the 1970s, a society in Toronto, Canada, was named in his honor, the Duchnovich Society of Carpatho-Rusyn Canadians. During the decades of communist rule, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnowicz as an acceptable progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went unmentioned, as well as his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. In the years since the revolution in 1989, Duchnowicz has become the primary symbol for the third Russian revival, not only in the Prešov region, but in Podkarpatska Rus, Lemkovina, Hungary, Yugoslavia, and everywhere Russians live. The professional Ukrainian National Theater was renamed the Alexander Duchnowicz Theater in 1990. In Ushorod, the Duchnowicz Society, which was banned by the Soviet regime, was revived in 1994, and a monumental statue was erected to him in 1997, as well as the annual International Duchnowicz Prize for Best Work in Russian Literature, established by Canadian Russian philanthropist Stephen Chepa. Next, we have Zhivite Ludye, which is Long Live the Russian People, then a poem sung in choral arrangement called Russin, and then a version of Ya Russin Byl, which was recorded in the 1970s in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. One of the Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church's cantors at the time, Muddy Kurtz, they would get together and just sing and have a good time, and someone recorded it on a cassette tape, and you will hear them sing Ya Russin Byl. And at the end of that recording, you will hear who I think is Muddy Kurtz, I don't know, never met him, say, oh, I haven't heard that song since 1941. And then some lady goes and says, you didn't even stand up. So it's a pretty funny interaction towards the end of that. So we have Zhivite Ludye, Russin, and Ya Russin Byl by Muddy Kurtz and friends. Zhivite Ludye.
Наш третий рокей. 39? 39 now? Oh, look.
Pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program, and today's dedicated program to the life of Father Alexander Duchnovich, whose birthday we celebrate this Wednesday, the 24th of April, is 221st to be exact. I know it was quite a long speech that I had in there, but it's sort of important to realize and remember and know the history and know who the people are who make up who we are today. If we forget all of the people who came before us and paved the way, then what do we really have? So yes, it was quite lengthy, but well worth it. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusin Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org, or listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night. Go to rusin.fm or download the app. We leave you today with three more songs dealing with being Rusin and proud to be Rusin. First, we have Yarusin Bu, Yesmi Budu, done in modern arrangement and instruments by the folk group Makovitsia from Svidnik. Then we have Miki and Natalia Petrashovsky, a father-daughter duo from Humene, singing an ode to Rusins. And then, do not forget your relatives. Keep your Rusin language alive. And this song is called Ne zabivaj svoji predki, ridna reč na pregvitaj, sung by Roland from Church in Spiš County. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom.
Бере початок прекрасна кам'яна, там річка бурхлива далеко біжить. Той край, що зазнав уж не єдного пана, під небом карпатським спокійно лежить. Той край, що зазнав уж не єдного пана, під небом карпатським спокійно лежить. Стояли тут давно стародавні мури, які було видно із вершини зір. То було гніздочко той нашої культури, яку тяжко творив русин богатир. То було гніздочко той нашої культури, яку тяжко творив русин богатир. Співайме весело, най чує цілий світ. Співи, що співали діти і прадід. Най наша співанка летить в кожний двір. Прославіть навіки наш русинський рід. Прославіть навіки наш русинський рід. Перейшли без скидом бурійне погоди, але край наш рідний все знову ожив. І він немало принесли ту шкоди, але сильний духом народ пережив. І він немало принесли ту шкоди, але сильний духом народ пережив. До рідного дому, до рідного краю приходять здалека із міста й села, і з вірою пресвято вся будуть вертати ті, кого ту щира любов привела. І з вірою пресвято вся будуть вертати ті, кого ту щира любов привела. Співайме весело, най чує цілий світ. Співи, що співали дідки і прадід. Най наша співанка летить в кожний двір. Прославіть навіки наш русинський рід. Прославіть навіки наш русинський рід. Прославіть навіки наш русинський рід.
Duša nam se noćog do rodina Rusina raduje ča otec, mati, tajica na rodina. Tam gde neski di Karpati, ridna tvoja krajina, najnikoli ne zahane rusinske pokolina.
Rusinjev Amerika.